KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You here on KSRO, brought to you by Mercy Wellness in Cotati and soon to be in Santa Rosa, which is very exciting. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Joe Sullivan. Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Michelle.
How's it going?
Going well. I'm excited. It's Friday.
Yay, it's Friday. And we get to talk about cannabis. Also exciting.
Exactly.
And in the studio with us as well is Janine Murray. Janine is the executive director of Sonoma County Go Local. Thank you for being here.
So glad to be here. Thank you.
So let's talk about Go Local. I'm familiar with the organization, but some people may not be. Can you tell us about Go Local and what your mission is?
Absolutely. We hope that everybody's seen that Go Local is a community marketing network for locally owned businesses throughout Sonoma County. And our aim is to help shift spending to the locals. That's basically it. Mm-hmm. So we work with businesses and nonprofits and even some government agencies just to help show their localness, help them with their marketing promotion needs, and help them identify themselves as local and that connection that they make in the community. And then we also have outreach to the public. You can see the Go Local brand all over the county, we hope, and our members use it. It's a unique brand because it's a shared brand. It's something that it's a community brand in which these businesses incorporate it into their own presence to help tell that story of, don't forget, we're local, and that's important.
Yeah.
And we all know, especially over the last 3 or 4 years here in Sonoma County, how important it is to that we have such a strong presence of locally owned businesses. So we can get in more into that later, but our job is, Go Local's been around for 11 years, mm-hmm. and our job is to really strengthen that economic market share. So basically to have a stronger local economy.
Right. And it makes a difference when people shop local. How much more money is generated when people buy a local product versus something at a national chain?
Yeah. Typically, like for retail, there can be up to 3 times as much of what you spend stays recirculating in the local economy. Retail restaurants is 2 to 3 times as much as if you were to spend, say, that $100. If you're spending $100 at a locally owned retail store, it can be up to 48 of those $100 stay recirculating. That means that they're paying local employees. Mm-hmm. As you know, there's a lot of ways you can spend money these days that don't even have local staff or anything.
Right.
And those businesses are paying taxes. They're often own property in the county. They're contributing to local nonprofits. They're using local business services, mm-hmm. and all of that. Visiting our local restaurants and all that. Whereas if you were to shop in Sonoma County with a non-local business, only about 14 of those $100 stay in the local
economy.
Wow,
I didn't know it was that different.
Yeah, it's 3 times more.
Wow.
It's a 3 times impact on retail. And then, of course, compare that to shopping online with a non-local business. There are some local businesses that sell online, but online, zero. Zero of those $100 stay locally.
Right.
And or if you go and shop outside the county. So there's a huge impact on jobs in Sonoma County when we support a local business. It's like this chain reaction of strength.
Right. Yeah. And there's also environmentally, if you are shopping local, the products don't have to go as far, right?
Absolutely. Right. And of course, in this global economy, we can't produce everything
right.
in Sonoma County. But we, for the things that we can, if there's an option, let's try to do it locally when we can, because there's going to be less travel and environmental impact, like you said. That's a big deal, and it's so easy for us to forget if we only think convenience.
Right.
But there's, in this day and age, it's kind of time to think about more than just our own you know, like what we're pulling out of our wallet and what we get. Mm-hmm. Let's look at how we play a role as a, it's sort of like we're voters with our dollars. Mm-hmm. Like we're really kind of helping to create the world we want to live in.
Yeah. And we're lucky in Sonoma County because it's such an agricultural rich area. We've also got some great manufacturing as well that happens here. So there is definitely opportunities to support local that maybe other places wouldn't have, like all of the wonderful food that's produced in Sonoma County, from the farmers to the ranchers to the dairy. I mean, there's so much here that we're blessed and we're lucky to have. And then that also leads me to cannabis, because cannabis is also produced here in Sonoma County. So how does cannabis come into the Go Local conversation?
Well, of course, as you probably imagine, Go Local represents all industries and areas of the economy. And so we've got local banks and credit unions, and there's impacts, there's different impacts in every industry. But and cannabis is an industry. It has been an industry, and now it's just out of the black market and into the white market. And it is a an industry that just like all the others, the more that it can be sourced locally through the all steps of the supply chain, the stronger our economy is, and the more control we have on what that industry looks like, and how more control that we have in the quality of the products. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can speak to that more, Joe. And I just
it's awesome, especially being a part of that with someone who purchases. Getting to work with people that grow in this area and that have been able to network and really utilize the strength in numbers, you mm-hmm. know, it's really been awesome. I know that when we started putting the logos up on some of the products that are manufactured locally, one of those being Proof, which we'll be talking to you later, I'm proud to say, people will definitely tend to lean that way, especially here in Sonoma County. I was talking before we went on air. I was born in Santa Rosa. There's a unique feeling I think of Sonoma Countyans share as far as wanting to support one another. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely seen that crossover into the cannabis area once we started instituting Go Local at our shop. So.
Yes, and that's a great example that you gave with Proof at Mercy, is a local product sold at a local retailer. And we can look at our own fabulous local grocer, Oliver's Market, who really did, they put this to work years ago, mm-hmm. where they really did a marketing campaign to spotlight their locally produced products. And they ended up increasing their sales by so much more over all their other products.
Wow.
And the impact of that is massive, because that actually enables all these local producers to actually grow, hire more, survive in this economy, mm-hmm. and to basically have such more creative and unique and high quality products that are coming from Sonoma County. And that's the same wish that we have in the cannabis industry, of course. It's like quality.
Yeah, as a consumer, you know, if you knew, it's the same way with Humboldt, or you know, if you know that the flower is coming from there or Sonoma County, chances are it's probably going to be better than anywhere else you buy it. And
yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's a pride to it as well. People love knowing where stuff comes from, especially here. So we're happy to have it, the program at the store, that's for sure.
There's a strong preference for local in Sonoma County, like you said, Joe. And in fact, there was in 2013, there was a national report that came out that Sonoma County ranks number one in regards to local preference of local local purchasing for our metropolitan size in the whole country.
Really?
So, yes.
Wow.
And so we actually ranked number one at that time. And, of course, there's a whole lot of room to grow, but there is that preference. And it's so easy in this day and age to be pulled into all the mass marketing media of big companies, big corporations. And so we're just doing our best to kind of keep that creative, entrepreneurial quality products coming out of Sonoma County that's supporting business, and that in turn supports our schools, our nonprofits, our roads, all of that.
Right, right. And there's so many different things that you can be looking for these days in terms of non-GMO and no pesticides, that sort of thing. But local, really, that's a key thing to be looking for as well.
Well, you just nailed it earlier when you were talking about the environmental impact of local. Is just there's also, when you when you own a business in your community, how much more invested are you in making sure that you're doing business right,
mm-hmm.
that you have relationships, that you have integrity, that you have follow through, and so that just makes for more quality products, relationships, and business.
Right, right. Oh, that's so true. I was just thinking today about relationships and who you know and how important it is. I work also in the event space, mm-hmm. and you know, don't burn your bridges. You got to work. Everybody knows mm-hmm. everybody here, so you just got to build
business.
Those things, and you take care of people when you can, and mm-hmm. you know, help each other out. It makes things a lot easier to get things done when we take care of each other. Yeah, so true. We are talking with Janine Murray. She's Executive Director of Sonoma County Go Local. So really, how do Mercy and Go Local work together?
Yes, yeah, so Mercy is a member. Mercy Wellness is a member of Go Local. And not only that, but they've committed to be one of our 8 or 9 top sponsors this year, and which means that Go Local, we do our best to enable them to use the branding, and we also offer media to locally owned businesses, so they advertise in our food and beverage magazine, Made
okay.
Local magazine, which
mm-hmm.
is awesome, in our pocket guide. But they've made this above and beyond commitment to help Go Local thrive in Sonoma County so that we can do that work that sometimes isn't recognized, and that, because that's a core value that Mercy shares.
Yeah, definitely. Realizing that you're part of a community, you know, and wanting to give back in any way that you can when it's given so much to you mm-hmm. is paramount. When I first started, you know, from the beginning, it's always been about trying to highlight, you know, the local brands, the local farmers, the people that we used to work with directly. A lot of those individuals got pushed out of working with us in regards to when Prop 64 passed. And so one of my missions and Mercy's missions when I'm resourcing for stuff and I'm looking for high quality products is also trying to find where I can work within the confines of Sonoma County, and how can we find a way to work together and thrive and grow together. And mm-hmm. so we've been fortunate to have a few brands that we carry, Legion of Bloom, which has been on the show, Proof will be on shortly, mm-hmm. Canna Craft with their line of products. You know, I've worked really hard trying to formulate that, and Go Local fits perfectly in lockstep with that. And so I think when you already have, like you alluded to, those core values, it makes it easy to pair up. So.
Well, it's exciting, and that relationship is only growing. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us today.
I'm so glad to be here. Love the show.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Janine Murray, Executive Director of Sonoma County Go Local. As Joe mentioned, we're going to have Proof in the studio in just a moment. You're listening to Canna Help You here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Stand up to bullying with Community Matters. Attend the Upstander Revolution event on Thursday, October 3rd at La Rosa Tequileria and Grill in Santa Rosa. Join them from 5 to 7:30 p.m. for nibbles, no host libations, student speakers, and a silent auction, all to support seeing their Safe School Ambassadors program in every school in Sonoma County. Purchase tickets at community-matters.org/events. Proudly sponsored by Amaturo Sonoma Media Group, W Real Estate, and Mechanics Bank.
If you want to get super strong, super fast, go super slow at Inform Fitness Personal Training Studio in Rohnert Park.
Increase your energy levels, muscle tone, and lean muscle mass with their 20-minute once or twice per week workout.
Here's Inform Fitness member Jeff.
I was hesitant at first because I was used to working out by myself, doing my own routine. After my first workout, I was hooked. I wish I could work out 7 days a week.
Call for a free intro session. Inform Fitness Rohnert Park, 707-385-9860. 385-9860.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find them in Cotati and very soon in Santa Rosa, which is super exciting. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And we're going to introduce Matthew Ingram, the CEO of Proof, a Sonoma County-based brand in just a moment. But first, Joe, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about vaping. It is still in the news. People are concerned. What can Mercy give us?
Yeah, in light of the news, we wanted to address the listeners and just I want to ensure them that Mercy's been vigilant in demanding the best quality products, clean of toxins and additives. The state regulators, when they passed the law for Prop 64, they instituted safeguards to make sure that we are following those standards and keeping them safe. Recently, a licensed lab with the state, CannaSafe, embarked on new testing for the chemical compounds that are actually the culprits in the illnesses, which are those cutting agents, vitamin E. The legal market supply in California in the first batch tested showed no presence of dangerous chemicals in the legal market. Okay. That's why it's so important to get this word out. Yeah. The supply in the black market did show presence of the dangerous chemicals. So, you know, if you or a loved one of the listeners out there are buying unsafe products in the black market, please stop.
Yep.
You're putting yourself at risk and funding a dangerous black market economy. That's why we work so hard to make sure, and our producers and our partners have worked so hard to make sure that there are clean, safe products on the shelf. So I just wanted to make sure that that was addressed before we start the interview.
Exactly. So, yeah. Yes. So go to your dispensary. Do not buy off the
internet. One of the things you can find at the dispensary, speaking of segueing over, it would be Proof Extracts. So I'm happy to have you here. Matt Ingram from Proof is the CEO.
Absolutely.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm thrilled. I'm really glad to be here.
Fantastic. So why don't we just start about telling the listeners a little bit about Proof?
Yeah, I'd love to. I just want to say I'm just so stoked to be here with you guys this morning. And also, I just came out of a meeting with my staff where we brought on benefits, full benefits for my staff.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you,
wonderful.
Sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we've been so we're a very small family-owned and operated company. There's only 11 of us there at Proof. We're totally homegrown. We're based here in Sonoma County. And we have really built this thing block by block. So we have no outside investors. It's a very challenging industry to be a bootstrapped small company, especially right now navigating the regulations and the licensing and permitting and taxation. And for me, I used to actually work in sort of a health access and healthcare background.
Right.
I worked here locally for Memorial Hospital, in fact. And my whole career
is
really
born.
Yeah, it's a great hospital. No, love. Yeah, it was a great place to work. I really loved my role there. I helped manage the free clinics that Memorial runs. So really, for me, not having benefits for my employees has kind of bothered me since day one. And I'm just so stoked that today we were able to bring that on. And so I'm kind of coming flying high out of that staff.
Congratulations to you and the staff. That's a wonderful achievement. That's awesome. So as far as products go, what different from the others in your categories? I know we have the capsules and we have the tinctures. How do yours differ?
Yeah. So for us, what we're really trying to do is to actually, let me just back up and talk a little bit about kind of why we do what we do, because that actually answers that question best.
Sure.
So we make a product that is compassionately priced. So by that, I mean that we want to make sure that you can access our products really regardless of your income level. And especially if you're someone who we used to call them patients, now we call them customers in the new market, someone who really needs and wants access to these products. So we originally made them for really two people, my dad being one who has cancer, and a neighbor of mine who has a serious chronic back injury. And they were looking for something that would give them some relief. And so they asked me to make them under the old medical collective model. And so we were doing that just as a, just, you know, as a friend and as a, as a son and as a neighbor. I was making these products and giving them to these two people. At one point, we kind of ran out of time back at Proof to actually make these for our collective. We were focused on other initiatives and things. So I went to Mercy to buy a tincture, you know, a CBD tincture. And there were options, but man, they were expensive, you know. In some ways, they still are very expensive. They've come down a little bit. And so I bought this tincture. I think it was $120. I still remember. And I just thought, wow, that is just crazy. You've right there taken the access out for, you know, really all my friends and family. They're not going to be able to afford to buy that thing, especially not on an ongoing basis. So we decided then and there to make products that were going to be super high quality, super effective from a consumer and medical even standpoint, but very affordably priced and compassionately priced. So that really is the main thing that sets us apart. But of course, beyond that, there's a question of, well, what about the product itself?
Sure. Yeah.
Does it work?
Definitely.
Is it good? And the fact is, we don't add stuff to it. We keep our products super simple because it's all about the cannabinoids and the full spectrum of cannabinoids in those products. So we're looking at cannabis oil, which we manufacture. We source all of that input material from Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt counties. That's just the nature of our networks. And we're just adding the cannabis oil and a carrier oil. So it's coconut oil or MCT, which is basically a refined coconut oil in our tinctures.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all about.
I can tell you the 20 to 1 formulation is one of the best sellers at the store.
And that's 20 parts
20 parts CBD to 1 part THC. Okay. Yeah, definitely. And you're totally right. The patient name kind of got switched for customer, but there's still people in there for those needs. So as far as the history with Proof in Sonoma County, what we can tell about that, because obviously we just highlighted all this local thing. We want to make sure that we're giving you that love too. So
absolutely. Yeah. So I was just speaking with Janine outside of the studio and then listening to you guys speak, and I was just, you know, about ready to cheer her on because it's just it's so awesome. So yeah, I mean, my parents, my sister, my family, we're based here in Sonoma County. I went to high school here in Sonoma County at El Molino. I'm from Sonoma County. So really for me, this has been about making sure that we keep our, especially family owned and operated non-corporate funded companies thriving. And I can tell you, Mercy has been key in that for us at Proof specifically. We've made it through some of the harder times because of Mercy's partnership. I mean that really. So I really appreciate what you guys have done by lifting up those local brands. And in fact, you helped us engage with Go Local.
Sure.
So you really turned, Mercy turned us on to Go Local and said, hey, I think this is something that you guys should pay attention to highlight the fact that you're employing people here locally, you're paying them the best wages we possibly can, giving them the benefits that we, you know, do. We're doing all of that so that we can keep the funds that we are able to generate, the jobs we're able to generate, the opportunities here in Sonoma County, which is very different than a large, you know, Canadian fund, investor-backed outside company that is, you know, choosing to enter into the space.
One of the benefits is being able to pick and choose who you work with is getting to try to find the right people that are companies that have the right ethos or mindset yours. You know, that sharing in core values, it matters when you're talking long-term partnership and growth. And, you know, for myself, when I was looking to purchase Proof for the store, I went to their facility. I met the people that were working there. I shook their hand. I got to meet them firsthand. And so, being able to have a part of that, I mean, I do appreciate the kind words, but you know, the feeling's mutual as far as partnership's been.
Yeah, you guys have been great.
Well, I appreciate that. So, as switching gears over to the compliance side of cannabis, that's one thing we were talking about with the vape things and everything, compliance. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the cannabis market in your sector as far as compliance is going right there?
Well, look, I mean, I am really glad that we are not locking up people for cannabis anymore here in the state of California, you know, so to the extent that Prop 64 has addressed the decriminalization, you know, I am so happy for that. And especially when you think about the racial and class disparities that our drug war has led to. So I'm a full supporter of that aspect of legalization. What I will say is that the regulatory regime unfortunately favors the much larger investor-funded companies. And I can give you examples, but to take a simple example, when you think about the testing costs of a compliance test, so that test costs the same amount whether you're testing it with a small batch, like we make it Proof, which might be a couple thousand units, or a huge batch, which could literally be 200,000 units. That testing cost is the same, which is about $1,000. So when you spread that out over our small batches, we're paying a ton more. And that's just one little example. I mean, another one would be like an event when you're trying to set up at a booth at one of these cannabis events. You're looking at, you know, $12,000 minimum.
That's a lot of money.
Which for us, man, that is painful. When you're a huge company, it's a drop in the bucket. So at every turn, what we have seen is that it's made it harder for local, smaller companies to survive compliance. Now, at Proof, we're fortunate that we've always been compliance-minded. From the very beginning, it was like, let's start this thing. And we got, we actually the first to pay the cannabis taxes in Sonoma County, the first entity of anyone to pay those taxes. I have a selfie of myself at the tax office when they had balloons for us and stuff. And they were like so stoked that they were like,
balloons,
you know,
to pay your taxes.
Come pay your taxes.
And that money.
And hey, we were stoked to pay it because we wanted to be part of that process. Yeah. We were the first permit holder in the county. Now, I'm not saying in the cities, there were other earlier than us in the city of Santa Rosa, but in the county, we were the first. So we've always been early on compliance, and we've now gotten through permitting, licensing, which is at the state level. We've gotten through that stuff. So I'm really happy to be where we are now, but I will say it is very hard for a smaller company to navigate those. I feel for the smaller cultivators, the other folks who have grown up in the industry here in Sonoma County who have not made it through.
So, yeah, that's a great point. So but I know we're going to wrap up shortly, so I want to just get this in here. As being with Mercy as long as I've been and you have started Proof, what's been the most fun and gratifying thing? I know for me, it's definitely just being on the store level, seeing the people that you're immediately helping. Mm-hmm. What about you? What's it been for you?
Oh, man, it's absolutely been building our team. So it's so gratifying to have, you know, smart people who are jumping into this industry with a variety of backgrounds and see them grow and thrive and learn. And then, of course, the benefit of that is that we're able to then go to our customers and our patients and our end users and give them that value and that great product. Mm-hmm. So we hear feedback directly all the time from folks who are using and enjoying Proof, whether it's for medical or recreational reasons, they're getting a lot of benefit from it. And I send every email I get or phone call we get, I send that out to my entire team so they can hear that directly as well.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today, Matthew. I really do.
Absolutely. I appreciate
Thank
you guys.
Thank you. And you can find the Proof products at Mercy Wellness. Thanks guys for being here. The show is just go so fast.
It sure does, but we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Find out more at mercywellness.com. You are listening to Can I Help You here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.